Welcome, Path Pod listeners. Welcome to Path, Positive Approaches to Health, the podcast. You've got the usual suspects here today. Myself, Jenny Pitcher in Columbus, Ohio, and
your little friend over here in Campbell, California, Tony Toledo.
Hello, Tony.
Jay, let's pretend like we just started talking since we've been talking for an hour.
I know, we need to get this going. So today is part two of our 5-year anniversary series. And hopefully you guys heard the first episode that was uploaded on February 12th, which is 5 years from the day that we uploaded our trailer for this podcast. So we're very excited and proud and in a little bit of disbelief. So today we thought we would start off the conversation by just talking a little bit about what our favorite things have been about this podcast for the last 5 years. So we thought we'd do five, our top five, each of us, of the favorite things, words really, that come to mind thinking about this journey over the last 5 years. Am I getting that right, Tony?
I'm sorry, you got that entirely wrong. I think we need to start over because no, it's perfect. I love it. That what's playing in my head right now is a little Julie Andrews, right? Just like this. And of course, Oprah's favorite things. Everyone's got their favorite things, but for us to stop. I think I was drying my hair the other day and I thought, what if we just, you know, kind of looked at what jumps out? So I'm sure if we spent more time on this, it'd be a million favorite things, but we had to sort of just put down as a starting point. And
well, five is good, right? Because it's 5 years. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. I'm not even sure if I thought of that when we were
typical. You came up with it, silly.
Oh, but I'm super excited. I know for a fact we will have a lot of overlap, but, you know, again, that's probably just speaking to who we are and how much we love this whole endeavor and gift that we've had. So it's interesting because I think our word of last year was give, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of funny. We're moving into shift and this does feel like such a great pivot point of acknowledging the gifts. And again, I think probably these five words will allude to that. So do you want to start us off, Ms. Jay?
Yeah. So no surprise. And I think this is on your list too. It's got to be because it's my number one. And I actually made it two words. Sorry. Connection and collaboration. And Tony's like, yep, yep.
I did some cheating too with the words.
Oh, you did. So, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you have connection and possibly collaboration. I mean, this whole 5-year journey has been just this unexpected, surprising and delightful connection to all of our guests, all of our listeners, the content, the ideas. I mean, connecting in so many different ways. And I know there's a lot of negatives out there about social media. And, you know, I don't know if podcasts aren't really considered social media, but our Instagram is certainly social media. I've gotten nothing but positivity from this. And the connections we've made.
Likewise. And those two things are such nourishing factors for both of us and for everyone. But you and I are looking for that all the time because it feeds us. And the idea of this whole thing, again, being us, the two of us being the conduit to our listeners was the original goal. So of course we'd be connecting and collaborating, but if there was a meter where you could track what that has been, it's like those little images you see when they're doing fundraising, you know, at schools and stuff, where it's like a It's like a thermometer, and ours just bursted out the top, and you can't even see how it's just flying up and beyond
Yeah.
what you could have expected. So those two are
That's a
perfect.
good little visual. Yeah. Yeah.
It.
And it just continues, you
Yeah.
know. I mean, and it's like with every new person we meet, it's like an even, I don't know, like greater connection, if that can even happen. I don't know. It's wild. Anyway.
Well, on that note, I mean, what I noticed, Jenny, and it's hard to believe that with, maybe a pre-interview and then an interview that, let's say, on average lasts 40 minutes to an hour with our guests,
Yeah.
the level of intimacy and the genuine carryover in connection, like we tell them they are part of our PATH family, but if one of them sends in a note or responds to a post or sends an email, it is like family. Like there is just familiarity and warmth and connection that I cannot think of anyone that I haven't felt that with after the fact. So it's just incredible that it's like galvanizing.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
I
So
love
interesting. Okay, do we want to ping pong back and forth?
Well, no, why don't you go ahead?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So my second word is learning, because I have learned a lot. And I think you've said it in the past. It's like having a master class every time we do one of these interviews. It is just amazing to me the amount of information I have gleaned from all of these people. Yeah, just, whether it's a topic or it's just like learning about another, I don't know, place where people live or work, learning about another way of doing things. I mean, it's always learning and therefore growth, which I feel like it's helped me grow as a practitioner, for sure, and as a person, So learning. The next one is hope, because, I think
You can't.
Tony's showing me her phone right now, but I can't see it. But it was a lifeline. I think you've used that word during COVID, but it gave us hope, and it gives me hope on so many different levels. I mean, and right now I feel like there is a lot of negativity in the world, right? A lot of things to not be hopeful about. And yet, every time we sit down and we interview someone, or we talk about, just you and I planning on this podcast and what we're going to do next and that kind of thing, it's hopeful. It gives me hope. So it's the next one. This, I don't think you'll have this. Modeling. And not in the, glamorous sense, but modeling for my kids, because this is extra, right? This is like on top of my 40-hour a week job already, on top of being a mom, on top of, teaching yoga outside of my job, my regular job. And, I think the fact that we have carved time out for this and made time out, made time for this, and that we've done it sustainably for 5 years, to me is modeling something for my kids that I think is really important, that I'm not sure, they necessarily would have seen. Just to me, working a 40-hour a week job, which is still a lot of work, but like they see the process. They see me go upstairs or in the living room or wherever to, do the interviews. They see all that. They experience it with me a lot of the time, as your kids do. And so that's really important to me. Because I think, it, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to my oldest son, Charlie, about, do what you love as a side gig. outside of your 40-hour week work. Anyway, so
No.
modeling.
Yeah. Well, I have to just throw a little extra dollar for that, and that is that what they've also seen is this passion and this joy that we exude, and combined with challenge, and struggle, and
Right.
all.
Like, not all these things have been easy trying to figure out, uploading things. And we're 50-year-old women. We don't know how to do this crap. We
Yes,
didn't.
and yet, and I think that there are just countless ways that, and Pat, my husband tells me this all the time when I'm talking about the podcast. He's like, "You don't even get to see the light in your eyes." Like he goes, "It is like you just go to another register when you start talking." And it's true. I have to pump my own brakes because I get so excited about it, and in that excitement is the reality of this is not easy. We love it. It is not easy. It is not easy. Time for it. It is not easy yet. Both of us do it and are always grateful we did because of the net benefit to our listeners who tell us, but to us, and these relationships that we've created. I mean, it just keeps, it's that gift that just keeps on giving.
Oh, heck yeah. Absolutely. So my last word is creativity, because I think it has enabled you and I to be creative in a way that we weren't necessarily getting to be in our other jobs. And the people that come on here are creatives. The person we just spoke with on Friday evening, Bonnie Wan, is a creative. She's a creative being. She, is creative in her work. And there's others we've had on that, spark something in me, because so much of the time what we do is very like cut and dried. It's based in science, it's based in evidence. And so it's just nice to be able to have a creative outlet like this.
Sure, for sure. I'm actually looking up something that I just did a screenshot of from our previous guest, JC Lippold, who had on his, I'm going to send this to you, Miss J.
Yeah,
It's,
he's a huge creative.
yeah, for sure. This, though, falls in, I think, to maybe what we are, how, again, the fundamentals for why you and I crushed on each other so fast from an energy level, but also from a philosophy and a career kind of professional level. He's got this post that says what evidence-based practice actually is, and it's a Venn diagram, and one circle is your professional expertise, and another circle is current best available scientific evidence, and then the other circle is your client's expertise in themselves, right? And I think this Venn diagram
So good.
is so good, but I also think that if you were to try to figure out how the pillars of this podcast have been built. It's that, right? We know who our listeners are, aka the client in this situation. We're utilizing our skills, but also what we know is out there, the science, the evidence, and we're blending them in a way that feels right to us with this theme of positive approaches to health, right? So anyway, I thought that was kind of, but
Yeah, that's a cool
oh.
Venn diagram.
Well, I loved your five.
Love it.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip my five, which there is a lot of overlap. But then what I think we should do is harken back to our retreat real quick before we launch in, because that's where the beginning of the shift started, the shift occurred, so to speak, and then kind of carry that forward and on from there. Does that sound good?
Love it.
Before we hit record, we're like, this is the wild, wild west of podcasting because we don't have much plan. Formally, we're kind of going from the hip here. Pew. All right. So, of course, I
Love
have
it.
connections, collaborations. Those are huge for me. And it's funny you said learning because I chose the word thoughts. And so maybe that was my interpretation of that because, yes, there's cognitive learning. There's material that we have learned, resources we've learned about. But this whole process has also, aside from learning more than I could ever have imagined through these like mini master classes, it has shaped the way I think in general, overall. to my
That's
whole.
a really good point. I like that a lot. Well, and isn't that what podcasting is supposed to do for the listener? I mean, it certainly has done that for me with all the podcasts that I've listened to over the years.
That's a good point. And that was one of the reasons why we felt this compulsion to do a pod, because we had benefited on that end in the hopes of listeners' thoughts. And then, the next word is also kind of covered by some of the things you've said, but it's feelings. And I think those feelings have been obviously everything from great to shitty and everywhere in between. It's been a ton of feelings. The net increase of just receptors in my being for feeling, and they have been in the form of challenging even assumptions that sounds brain-based, but I think it's also been feeling-based. And there's so it, when I wrote that word, I knew I wasn't going to be able to articulate it perfectly or even well, but it is that this experience this last 5 years has had such an impact on how I feel as a human on this planet. Super
Well
crazy.
said.
Crazy, crazy town. Hope, you said hope was here, but my hope had a cheat there, and it was hope and excitement, because I am super hopeful about a lot of things. And in the context of today's world, I sometimes have to like remind myself of what else is going on, because I get so excited about what we learn and what we're doing here that I get like kind of, I'm not escaping. It's just that I get so excited to explore the potential and the next things that are coming. But it comes from these humans that we have on, the tools that we talk about, this, the self-care routines, all of that just gives me this level of like, what's next?
I like that, Tony. And yes, I mean, every time we have a guest scheduled to interview with us and talk with us, that's exciting. I mean, I get excited. I was excited last Friday about talking to Bonnie,
My
like
God.
it was like this beautiful end to my day because it was at 5 p.m. on a Friday for me, and it just was such a great way to start the weekend.
They're always just inducing, there's just this feeling of like, oh my God. And when I think about, who's coming up next and what we have, and even like you said before we hit record, the people that are coming to us saying, hey, can we be on the pod? It's like this weird, like, what? And of course, we're very judicious about making sure it fits what we're here for, but this is incredible. And so I guess that's just the excitement piece, the joy piece. And number one on my list is superseding every other single thing is yours and my relationship.
Oh, Tony, for me, that goes without saying, but I so appreciate you putting that in there. I mean, that's honestly, that's the connection and collaboration with you. So I'm sorry that I didn't say that.
It's fine.
My
I just
bad.
put this relationship, J and T. And I think that what obviously I didn't feel slighted. Don't worry, Jenny. That wasn't an issue. But I just felt like, gosh dang, man, I've said this a million times. There is no one on the planet I could do this with except you. And the idea that of the way this was born, what it's become, how it's changed us, our lives, and our orbitals that we live in. It's just hard to even wrap my brain around. So I, obviously thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I just, especially when I'm being my royal pain in the ass that I can be. And you know what? You just let me do that and we keep moving forward.
Stop it. Oh my gosh, you are too much. Folks, she is not a pain in the ass, just so everyone is clear. All
You're
right.
not fooling me. Anyway, so this whole thing, let's shift around now to the shifty, shifty part, because last portion, we just kind of want to like round out where we're heading, because when we had our retreat, I believe it was in December,
The first part of December,
we just kind of sat, on Zoom, and chatted and we were talking about a theme. We were talking about celebrating this 5 year, where we're heading. And I just have these scratchy, scratchy notes, which harken back to even how we found our name to our podcast, Jenny, which is very similar. A bunch of messy scribbled notes from me. I have shift and turn, resources, creating space, connecting, energy, focus, mindset, perspective, road trip, learn, grounding, downshift, all these things that were the words that were you or me, one of us was saying. And then you said shift, and now shift is on this piece of paper in all caps and circled from that day. So, Jenny, do you want to talk a little bit about how this word came to you, came to that conversation, and where we're, how we're using that?
I don't know if I even want to say this out loud, Tony, but Tony and I have been discussing writing a book, and so about the podcast from the podcast, from everything that has been on the podcast or some of the things. Anyway, I'm mumbling, but we've been talking about that, and I was like, that's going to require us to shift. It's going to require the podcast to shift. It's a different way of looking at things. And then, shift just started to make sense, I think. And it's like, I mean, when you think about it, what we're trying to get people to do, embrace and use these positive approaches to health in a way that makes sense for them. Most of the time, that requires a shift, right? And so, really, everything we do requires a shift. If we're going to change, and I think most humans are trying to evolve and be better versions of themselves, I think that requires a shift. It requires just this little think. And so, yeah, that's how the word came to me. And shift, should we read the definition? And Tony found this. It's from the Oxford Languages Dictionary. Yeah. I'll read the verb, you read the noun. So the verb of shift is to move or cause to move from one place to another, especially over a small distance. And that small distance are those baby steps, those tiny little behaviors, those tiny little habits that you create and that you engage in throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month that get you where you want to go.
And I love the example they gave. I shift the weight back to the other leg. So you can almost kind of like physically, and I'm sure as a yoga instructor, you're like thinking of a million things, but
Oh, yeah.
similar words, move, carry, transfer, all of those fit perfectly into that. And of course, drop beautifully into the behavior change work that we do. And yet, what's also interesting is that, with wanting to create these things, whether it's a book or, our retreats and things that we have these dreams for, what has to shift is how we spend our time too. So that has caused some really interesting ripples in our personal and professional lives be to make space for that. So it's showing up in such interesting ways, but let me go ahead and read the noun definition here. And it says a slight change in position, direction, or tendency. And again, I think when we are thinking of ourselves as far as habits and behaviors, both of these words are these def these descriptions and definitions are very powerful, and they're inherent to change. And I think when we look at our conversations, how they've been shifting, how we see and hear the word shift more now, that it's like they say when you want to buy a red Volkswagen Bug or something, and then all you see are red Volkswagen Bugs after that. I mean, we've been seeing shift everywhere, but I think it's bigger than that. But when we even think about the guests we've had on most recently, the guests we had interviewed this past week, and some of the ones that we have coming down in the schedule soon, there's just this idea that shifting is key, and we are embracing it wholeheartedly and making it ours for the pod, but also we're doing this in our own personal lives concurrently.
Yeah. Well, and Let's face it, we had to make a shift to even make this podcast happen. A huge shift.
Constantly.
Multiple shifts. Yeah. So when we were getting ready for this and just talking through it, I asked my partner, Brian, when I say the word shift, what comes to your first thing that comes to your mind? And he said, well, perspective. And he gave the example of, because it's snowy here today, it snowed yesterday a lot, and he has seasonal affective disorder, and the winters are hard for him. And he's like, it's like you remind me that even though it's snowing and even though it's crappy weather out, it's beautiful. And the snow is absolutely beautiful. So it's that shift instead of thinking about all the yucky things, it's that change in perspective, that shift in perspective that's so important. So I thought that was interesting that that was the thing that he came up with when I asked him what shift meant to him.
Jenny, that makes me think that moving forward, this year's interviews, as we record them, if we should incorporate a question like, what does it mean to you? Because it has come up already in some that we've recorded, and have in the can, so to speak. Some of the episodes you'll hear this year are ones we recorded, before, but we will put them into a shift context because we'll use that acronym SHIFT to sort of open the episodes. But I feel like, man, there's so much to learn from just different conceptualizations or how people operationalize that word shift. That might be something fun to add to our
I
questions.
love it. I love it. Well, and that makes me just, I'm just going to say it, guys. PathPod listeners, if you want, we'll do a little Instagram on this, but then, or if you want to just DM us when you hear this, if we haven't done, tell us what shift means to you. I mean, I think that'd be interesting.
Right. Because I do think one of the things we want, and we hope our listeners already know this, but we would like even more engagement from our listeners because it's the payment, man. We're doing this, no fees. I mean, we're not making money on this. We're making joy. That's our currency. But a lot of that comes from what we hear from you all. So that's a great one, Jen. I mean, as we head into the rest of, it's the beginning and the rest of 2024 right now. We're still early on. Is there anything else we want to share with the listeners as we kind of round out this part two of our little celebration of 5 years?
I don't know, Tony. I mean, I do have a couple songs to share.
For sure, Z's. Oh my gosh, I have some too, but yes, let me get a piece of paper so I can write them.
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like we've shifted. Is there anything else you need to tell people?
No, I would just say buckle up, strap in. This is going to be, that hope and excitement. I just see that in my mind's eye for what all is next. And I mean, I guess just the gratitude that we have for each other, but also for you all to just love us as we are and allow for us to do this our way in the way that feels so true and authentic because that's also what makes like this train just keep going, 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 going.
For sure. Ditto.
Give me your songs, girl.
Okay, so I just have two, and they're not my normal people at all. But they just came to me as we were preparing to have this conversation. And one is kind of funny, and that is Bruce Springsteen came to me dancing in the dark because I feel like it was a little bit of that as we created this podcast and, kind of have walked the last 5 years together. Some of it has been a lot of dancing in the dark, just trying to figure out this thing. So just kind of fun to think about. And then the other one is, and you might have this in the list, Tony, I forget, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. Or you've used it before.
No, that's perfect here.
But that's how I feel. about this podcast. That's how I feel about you and the work that we do. It makes me feel like I'm walking on sunshine for sure. Yeah, it's just that joy.
Okay, well, what I decided to do, just so you know, is I decided to combine the music from part one and two into one
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
playlist. And there are, let me see, let me go to the top. Not counting those two here, you just gave me. There are, whoa, it's only 4 hours and 52 minutes worth of music.
Oh, that's nothing.
But the ones that I will just spotlight here at the end, I think I mentioned the beautiful music that I heard in Austin when I was there.
Yeah.
And I had one of the songs mentioned, or two of them on the earlier episode, part one. But the one I didn't refer to was by my other favorite guy at that show that night, and his name is Modern Day Midas.
Oh.
And he sang this song called Places Called Home. And I won't get into it too much because I will fall apart. It's absolutely beautiful, heart-wrenching, but beautiful. And I'm not stuck so much on the words and the lyrics of the song as the title, because I think that thinking of this podcast and the fact that you and I are across the country from each other, our guests are scattered all over the world, but it's home, right? This that we call home. And so I was going more literal on that. But when you listen to it, first of all, get your tissue and then call me because we'll talk about it. And then I went a little, like the last ones that I'm going to mention are all over the map. One is Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang. And I think Jenny
Okay.
does. I don't know, was that like late 70s, early 80s? I don't remember. The first rap song, right? But you know what? It has this like a hip a hop, a hibbity dibbity hibbity hip hip. And it's like so old school, but it is simple and fun, amazing, and different personalities and different characters are in there. And I just don't know, but there was something about it when I heard it the other day that I was like, first of all, this is a delight, right? This whole process. Delight to us, but it was just kind of like this silly interpretation of it. So,
Yeah. I love that. That's funny.
then Human by The Killers, because I feel like, that's the other thing when I mentioned authenticity and being ourselves, and we call this our beautiful mess, it's the ability to just be human and to show up human first, and that way with our guests and create that space and with our listeners. And I don't know why that one showed up.
Yeah, that makes sense. And all the humans that we've got to meet, and all the humans that, yeah, make up this beautiful podcast. Yeah.
Of course, who would I be if I didn't have a Broadway song in here? So
Not Tony Toledo, that's for sure.
this show has made it onto different episodes, but it came up recently with JC, a different version, a different song came up with JC Leopold. But this one is When I Grow Up. Have I ever, do you remember this by any chance?
I don't recall it, but that doesn't mean much.
Okay, it's from Matilda, the musical. And why I picked this one is in the Broadway show, it's one of the most visceral moments I've had in broad on Broadway seeing a show. And that's saying something, right? Because I've got
Yeah.
what it is, it's Matilda, the main character, is on a swing in this on the set. And this swing, Jenny, swings all the way from the set out and over people in the audience, right? So it's incredible. It's super, like, oh my God, you just feel it. So that's happening. And she's singing this song, When I Grow Up, and it is all about, like, I'll eat candy all day, I'll watch cartoons until my eyes turn square, and I'll fight the battles that you need to fight when you're a grown up, and all this stuff, right? And the reason why I picked it is because I feel like this podcast does this interesting thing for me. And it allows me to feel like a young person, like a little person, a young being, learning, growing, developing, looking ahead, right? All of those things. And yet I'm an adult, right? I'm a grown up, right? But I feel like it taps into this, whether it's you want to use beginner's mindset or whatever it is, but I feel like this little person, but with the thrill of that swing ride, that's just like, ooh, like that little, those butterflies you get when you're swinging, you hit that apex or whatever, and then you fall back down. That's part of the thrill that this has been for me. And that song just kind of hits those emotions for me.
My God, Tony, I absolutely love that. It's such a great, I don't know if it's not really a metaphor, but it's just a great like visual in my head, thinking of that person on that swing and yeah, singing that song. It's perfect. It's perfect.
You hear it, you're gonna freak, because then the chorus comes in and it's like you got this little girl's voice and then these voices come, and it is absolutely mind-boggling, this song. But I've been to that song for years, Jenny, years, probably almost 10 years. And in the car coming back from driving Josie home the other day, it was on the Broadway channel, and I was lost my mind, because it dropped right into here at this point.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah.
the very last
Makes sense.
Well, I'm glad I was able to like ride that through with you. But the last song, and there's way more that I added in, but is from Pieces, and this was from like the 70s, I think, maybe early 80s, and it's called Sky High, and it's all, you've blown it all sky high, it's like this silly, total random, perfect for that time. But again, to me, this just thing comes, those words are really powerful, which is like, how did we get here? And this high, sky high, where are we going? Like, I don't know. And again, these are our measures. These aren't like how many followers, how many downloads, all that. We'd love to see it grow, but this is about this whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just blown it all sky high. It's just very, I just feel like overwhelmed by it in the best
I'm
way.
right there with you. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good place to end this
And my phone.
as we shift into 2024. It still feels like January to me, like the first week of January. So the fact that we're almost to March is wild. But yeah, I'm excited for what's ahead.
Too. Thank
Thank you.
you so much. Thank you, listeners. You know what? Like I said, strap in, stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming your way. And just know that we are honored and so grateful to have this vehicle, this communication method with you all. And it's just incredibly, incredibly beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye, Missy J.
Bye, Tony. Love you lots.
Love you more. Bye.